found it. The most unprofessional little podcast there ever was. Ain't much else to say. Just sit back, sip on some whiskey, and be entertained. Because the Whiskey Bros are about to make love to your ears.
That intro has not gotten old.
I think it might stick around. Is this yours?
It's going to have to, because that dude died.
Oh.
That dude is dead.
And we have rights. We're the only ones with the rights. He died on us.
Yeah.
That was loud in my ear.
I heard he got ran over by a mule.
Yeah, Doc is loud, too.
Am I?
I think it's just been so long since we've had headphones on.
It could be that, too.
Nothing's changed.
Could be.
I'm mouthing the mic. Yeah. I can move it back.
Speaking of taking
bit.
Off.
No, you're good.
Speaking of taking off, we may not be able to do this anymore. I had someone come up to me and said, if you guys want me to stay at, what was the word he used? Gold star level or gold member level or something like that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You sons of bitches better get back on that podcast. I was like, all right.
Damn, they're beating down our door.
Who was that?
I'm not going to say.
Were their initials BR?
Yes.
Yeah. I knew it.
Oh, Brad.
That dude should come back on.
He really should.
Actually here for his first one.
You weren't?
I weren't.
Some bitch.
I weren't.
Hey, thanks for joining us once again. It's been a little bit since we were here last.
When was the last one?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks now?
Yeah, it was before I went to Colorado.
Colorado.
See, no, you said it right. Colorado.
It's not cod.
It's Colorado.
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 Sounds like a cool name.
It does. I mean,
Colorado.
Yes.
What are we drinking? This is hot.
We're drinking Little Book.
Yeah, we just started.
Woo, I got a big gulp of that, and
big
son
gulp.
Of a bitch.
Right there. Big gulp. Right there, Doc.
Right there.
Ooh. What?
It's the same one we drank
toasted.
2 weeks
we're,
ago.
We're done.
We are done.
Dude, it's been longer. It's been longer.
Bookers. Bookers, if you're listening, we would love to be sponsored by you because your juice is so good.
It's amazing.
Your juice is so good when it touches our
lips.
It's
been longer than 2 weeks. Hasn't it? I don't know.
I believe
the time gets blurry, man.
That's Whiskey Bro fact check.
I did bring us something back
from Colorado.
Ooh, something back from Colorado. I'm not saying.
Oh,
we're gonna stay tuned. Leave them hanging on the edge.
Little book.
Leave them hanging on the edge.
Not little book. It's a big book.
No, and it's not even whiskey.
Oh. This ought to be interesting.
Are you not entertained?
Are we allowed to do that here?
Yes, we are. I think we have done that multiple times. I think we've had wine, and we've had vodka, and tequila, and gin, and more wine, and also the gay stuff, like...
Truly.
Truly. Thank you.
Ooh, yeah.
Yes. Sorry, Truly. If you would like to sponsor, we would also love that.
Yeah.
I really like the pipes and the... It's not a top hat. What kind of hat would you call that?
What are you talking about?
I don't even know what he's talking
about. The logo here on this the stuff that we're not speaking of.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So
I like that. But that's not a top hat.
It's a top hat.
Is it, Doc?
Yeah.
That's not a top hat, is it?
I wouldn't call it a top hat.
I don't think it's a top hat.
What kind of hat do you fucking call it then?
No, it's kind of rounded. Like top hats are flat at top.
Yeah. This is the hat that the dudes that are on the wood with the tap shoes are wearing.
Yeah.
Hello, my
darling. That's exactly what I was thinking.
I don't know what that...
Yeah.
It's a smoking hat. Oh, there's pipes, so clearly it's for smoking.
On this bottle, it is. Smoker's hat. Yeah. I like that hat, though. So, I have to get me one.
Much has gone down since we have spoken here last.
It has. Yep.
Like what?
Well...
I thought everything was the same.
Some structures went down.
Yes.
Oh.
Yep.
I guess I missed out on a big windstorm. Everybody,
probably some
dude,
females.
That was freaking crazy.
I got some
females went down.
Ooh, you got it. I was like, he didn't get it.
But
I didn't even hear him.
Yeah.
I don't know who they were, but apparently they did.
Speaking of going down, do we need to have an intervention with you?
What?
Bro, you live like 100 feet from the studio, okay?
Maybe.
And you had to, and you have to drive up here every time to get to the studio.
Well, it's also the time, because the ATV don't get moved much during the week. So I'm like, well, shit, I might as well start it.
Fire it up.
And, you know, I don't want to walk up here.
It's kind of like your personal little hover around.
Yeah. I mean,
I think you're old enough. You can decide to drive 100 feet if you want.
Paying monthly for the damn thing. I'm going to use it.
It's a badass. Okay. It's a badass hover round, right?
It is.
That's its main purpose, is to shuttle your ass.
Shuttle me back and forth. That's about it.
So if I could, like, the worst thing about ATVs is that right there.
What?
Right?
Payments?
No, it's like you buy the thing and then like 5 minutes later you're like, okay,
it's just been a break since winter.
Yeah,
winter we were going a lot.
You have to you gotta really make plans to go.
Yeah.
Still it's fun when you do.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it's a blast.
Yeah. Still not as bad as a boat.
Okay.
No.
Nowhere near as bad as a boat.
You really gotta go out of your way to get that thing out.
Yeah.
Well, and this is only a 4-seater. So you don't have all these people going, hey, you going to the lake?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll go with you.
They do not burn near as much fuel either.
It's an exclusive club.
It is.
So right? I know, are you going to get one? Is that what you're asking?
Someday? I don't know.
Mm. Be a lot cooler if you did.
I keep buying little shit. That's the problem.
Whoa. What kind of little shit do you buy?
I mean, I just bought a Raspberry Pi. You know why I need a Raspberry Pi?
Okay.
Yeah. Who knows? You know what a Raspberry Pi is, right? It's like a circuit board.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
it's like
I was a computer.
A pie. I have no reason to have one.
You're comparing a Pi to an ATV?
Yeah, I have no reason to have one. But it's like
it's not the kind you
150. Yeah. You know, I watched some reel on Facebook and I'm like, I need a Raspberry Pi.
Oh. Yeah.
So I ordered one. And
we'll quit buying stupid shit and save it up and buy
for
something cool.
ATV.
A Raspberry Pi, Doc, is a small computer, correct? Like a PC.
It's a Linux computer.
Yeah.
Beyond that, I don't know.
Is it Linux or Linux?
Sure.
Linux.
Sure.
Oh. Is it Linux?
No,
is the
Linux.
Okay, so it's not the same as Linux then. That's not how they
That's speak. An air conditioner.
Yeah. No, but
no, Linux? Not Linux. Yeah, so yeah. Linux is an AC guy.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That's Linux. But there's also L-I-N.
Yeah, he did not wear a top hat, the AC guy, Linux. He wore like a golf hat.
Golf.
Yeah.
Are you doing this shit or me?
Yes.
But all that to say, yeah, that's stupid shit.
Stupid shit.
So, is it? Okay, so from our friends, sans CPA.
Okay.
Did it cost more than $2,500?
No.
It is not a fixed asset then.
Oh. Yeah. What's the value? I mean, what's the value of that? What does
I don't
that
know,
mean?
You bought it. It means good things at the end of the year.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no tax.
Carson is primed to come back on the show, so we'll have to query that question.
Whereas an ATV
is a fixed asset.
Mm.
But you can't have fixed assets on a W-2 income. You have to have a 1099 or you got to be self-employed.
Yeah.
So what we need to establish is...
So it's like a fun car.
Does a massage business
self-employed... Do you have to have an LLC?
No, you just have to have self-employed income.
So I can write it off on the taxes?
Oh, yeah.
The ATV?
Nobody told you this? And you have a farm.
I guess technically if you use the ATV lots, you need more massages.
Mm. Sure.
Well, yeah. No, he...
So there's some way it ties into the business.
Yes.
He has also been paid for being a hand on the farm, too. So, you know. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's no proof of that.
No, that was the proof. I just gave it to you.
No proof.
I don't think the IRS is going to exist much longer, though. Whatever. Have you seen what Trump's proposing?
No.
Well, massive downsizing, but also the proposal is right now, anybody that earns less than $150,000 a year, no income tax.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm about to
100% make sure we're under
150.
$149,000 and 900. Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of people that do that, too.
So if you
give
make
it
over,
all to charity.
So what's going to happen?
If you make over, you double.
Yeah.
Double your taxes.
Yeah, you're rich.
Well, no. Yeah. You have to pay for everybody that's not paying taxes. Double your taxes if you make over it. If you're under.
I've never lived in a world without income taxes.
No.
So where are all the naysayers of, he's only giving tax cuts to the rich. Burn down Trump Tower. Mm. I don't think that's how those people talk.
I don't know. That sounds like that.
I become rather disgruntled at all the talk.
Yeah? Mm. In what way? Just all of it? It's just all talk. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's just perpetual offended. Well, oh, I did see a good meme. Today,
Mimi, a meme.
Okay,
yeah, you remember those, right?
Okay, yeah,
they're still relevant, I think. Although reels and everything else is taken,
but they go
over.
Around. Yeah, on our text thread.
Yeah, yeah, definitely memes. Yeah. Memes are here to stay. Hopefully,
yes.
There are two types of Trump derangement syndrome.
Here we go with more made-up names.
What's a made-up name?
Whatever that thing you just said.
Trump
syndrome. There we go.
Yeah.
Made-up names.
TRS.
Yep. Yeah, it's a real thing.
No, it's not.
No, it's TDS.
Yeah. But it's been like designated to the leftist, right? Hey.
Yeah, but we all know somebody that's like has TDS.
But TDS also exists on the Trump cult. They have Trump derangement syndrome because he can do no wrong.
That's true.
Uh-huh.
That's true. I don't normally prescribe that to the supporters.
Right, yeah. But so it applies in both directions. Like you're perpetually offended by him or you're perpetually sucking his dick.
Okay.
And it's okay to dissent from...
But you got to state what you're about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if you really just want to suck Trump's dick, then you need to state it. You just need to be aware that that's what you're
that's
about.
Allowed. I don't know if it's allowed, but maybe.
Well, Bill Clinton has other... Bill Clinton says it is allowed.
Technically, that wasn't allowed either, if you know.
Yeah.
No, he didn't get impeached for that, didn't he? He got impeached for lying under oath.
Well, yeah, but that was before the impeachment thing was cool.
Now everybody's getting
impeached.
Ooh, yeah. Episode name.
Everybody gets impeached.
Is that... here's a pen.
How do you
get
know?
A pen right there. You're the note taker, bro.
The pen is in your hand.
So I wasn't a fan of the former president.
No way.
Nor was anyone.
Right. Some people
you
were.
You had me fooled.
No, they weren't a fan of him. That's the only thing they had to go with. Yeah. They had to have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is another thing we should talk about how screwed I just up don't, we are.
Okay. So I'm really skeptical.
Hey, write that down. Forget.
Everyone needs a peach.
No. Nope. Everyone gets impeached. But peaches are good. Peaches for you.
Peaches for me. Peaches come from a can.
Put there by a man.
In a factory.
Downtown.
I'm impressed.
We're going to have to close with that song now. I wonder if it'll copyright ban us, but we should try it. We're going to fucking try it.
Who sings that?
Oh, that is relevant.
Whoa.
That is relevant.
Okay. Yeah, we're just talking. It fits in this whole conversation.
Why is McGee...
No. Just think of what we were talking about before we started singing the Peaches song.
Yep.
What were we talking about?
Trump.
Yeah.
Okay, what is Trump?
President.
Okay, of?
So now, president of?
U.S.
Yeah, but say it out loud. The whole thing.
President of
Trump is the president of the United States.
Yeah. Of
America.
No!
But I still... You lost me.
You don't know who sings that song?
I have no clue.
The song is performed and written by the presidents of the United States of America.
Yeah.
Same with Lump and Dune Buggy.
Yeah, such a great song.
Peaches. I wonder if there's a video from the presidents... Peaches. Oh, that was what song was that from? That was the Mario. It's the new Mario movie. We have to talk over it so it doesn't copyright us.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Do you not know the song?
It's not ringing a bell.
Really?
Honestly.
When you were laying on the beach telling Juan to cook your fish,
yeah,
you weren't listening to this.
I wasn't listening to this.
You got to remember, back when this was playing, Doc was listening to classical, heavy classical.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. This isn't Beethoven.
Beethoven wishes.
Oh, I've heard this.
Yeah, you've heard it. You've heard it.
Yeah.
Look at that big old box of peaches, though. Now I'm hungry for peaches.
They were put there by a man.
I mean, who... Okay, so this seems like one of those one-off... songs you listen to once and then you're like, I'm good.
No, dude. No.
If I
listen to this about 3,000
you can't
times.
Tell me like sit around and you're like, oh yeah,
this whole album was absolute gold.
Yeah.
Dude, it had Lump on it. Lump sat alone in a buggy marsh.
I know that one.
Such a great song.
You don't listen to that just once. What is wrong with you?
Go sit in the corner.
Where the fuck were we? What were we talking about before?
We were talking about TDS.
No, yeah. We were talking about Trump getting his penis sucked by people.
Oh, yeah. So that was, I guess that was the thing. Like, it's okay to dissent from the person that you elected to put it in. Like, totally all right. Like, he went after Thomas Massey about something the other day.
Who that?
Trump.
I don't know who that is. Who's that Thomas Massey?
Thomas Massey is the dude from Kentucky that's like, I don't want to spend money. I don't want the government to get another cent. He's a senator, believe, or a representative. I can't remember. But he's a no-bullshit dude. And Trump went after him something because he wasn't going to vote on, I think it was a government shutdown issue.
Man, my beard looks good.
He went out, he went after Massey, and everybody was like, no, that's our homeboy.
Yeah.
Mess with him.
Yeah. That's it. That so Massey was actually legitimate, and the Trump going China after phone. The Massey was illegitimate, or felt illegitimate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not, the dude's not a god.
No.
Who?
Trump.
No, God, no. He's a crazy orange man.
Yeah, I gotcha. But that, and no, so I'm optimistic. I'm hopeful. Like all this shit that Elon is doing, I'm massively hopeful.
Well, I have bad news
that
for
he's
you.
Not just trying to take over the world.
What? Yeah, so he could because he's got enough power.
Yes.
I have bad news for you.
What's that?
Because of Elon and his automobile.
Yes. Yeah.
You are now a Nazi.
What?
Yes. Mm. You are now a Nazi. And you drive a swastika car.
Get in the attic.
I mean.
Jesus, dude.
Okay.
Too soon.
So that's deep. Come on, bro. That's actually deep.
I think it's get out of the attic.
Good God, is that true?
That you're a Nazi?
Okay.
I don't know. Are you or are you not a Nazi? Now is your time to tell the world.
Okay, valid question.
You drive a Tesla.
Yep, valid question.
Are you or are you not a Nazi that drives a swastika car?
So define Nazi.
A German.
No, I'm not German.
Political party.
No. You can't.
Yeah, I'm definitely not German.
Can you not be a Nazi without being a German?
Oh.
Okay, so a political party.
Sorry, German folks. Okay. If you'd like to sponsor us, we would like your endorsement too.
One could argue at times I've thought politically.
One could argue. Okay. Yeah. A political party that
wish we had a computer in front of us that we could ask. I know, what does it mean to be a Nazi?
Do I have to hate Jews to be a Nazi?
And do all you? Other
okay. No, I love Jews.
And all other
no,
inferior
do you have to be a Jew hater.
And all other inferior races. If you're not white, Aryan, blue eyes.
No, I would say I can pick out any klezmer tune. Mm.
Have you murdered over 1 million people?
Fake news.
No.
You have not?
I'd think about that.
Okay.
No.
Have you performed ungodly and horrific experiments on any humans?
Ooh, he's got to think about this one. He is.
Yeah, I have to really think about that one. That's tough. I mean, not without their consent.
Yes. What a political answer that was. Yeah. I don't think you are a Nazi then.
Sometimes I point.
You getting them point? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes
I point.
Just don't point with all fingers. Just make sometimes sure you just point with
one.
I mean,
my daughter says that's gay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What's gay?
It's like, why do that?
Good thing that mic boom is kind of in the way.
Well, you didn't get the flip.
I think you just took the fire off of Elon. So I'm deducing that you are not.
I don't really consider myself a Nazi.
Okay.
So I drive the Nazi car though.
Well, for some reason, a man exposing government waste and fraud and corruption is equal to fascist. And
nobody really believes that.
There's a lot that believe that.
There's a lot of them up there.
Yeah, they're burning Teslas down, carving swastikas in Cybertrucks and Tesla cars, firebombing the cars.
What if
we could get a discounted Cybertruck if it had a swastika keyed into it?
Whoa.
I would buy that.
I would just grind it out. Yeah. Yeah. Easy.
Yeah, it's stainless steel anyway, right? You don't even have to repaint.
I'll tell you what, Google that real quick. Can you get... No, I'm joking.
Discounted Cybertruck with a swastika. Okay, well, I think for...
No, but seriously, who's falling for that shit?
A lot.
Really? You think so?
Oh, yeah, and they're talking...
Like, you really think so?
Yeah, there's dark money behind it, too, I think. There's funding, you know, that comes from the Soros-esque.
Yeah.
Well, as, this is good knowing you people. Sorry, it'll be our last episode.
So we're about to get firebombed too.
So these people are not exposed to the same media that we are.
Too much Louis
Bork?
That's
good.
Wrong hole, dude?
Was that the wrong hole?
I switched from whiskey to water.
Oh.
Oh, it's the water that's getting you down.
Put this water up.
Okay, it's water.
Give me some more whiskey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So these people who believe this line of bullshit are not remotely exposed to the same media that we are.
Yeah, or they're just so, I don't even know how to coin the term. Like, they're just so hell-bent on, well, yeah, they're part of the faction. Mm. But
how does somebody
they're so biased. They're so biased. Like, they are in their own cognitive bias that they can't even see your real reality.
I gotcha. Hence the Trump derangement syndrome. Mm-hmm. Is a bit of, like, it's not a bit. Mm-hmm. It's a load of cognitive bias.
Bingo. Load.
Okay. Mm. Wow. That's, and it's, I thought in this world, like this post-election world, this post-COVID mm-hmm. world, that people would recognize the sources of their cognitive bias.
Maybe some have had that turning point, but the ones that have been busted have all been the ones that we've talked about, the caricatures that are so easily identified. Yeah. Like they have the mask or the double mask.
Dude with pink hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might have been a chick before, or might have been a dude before. Now is a chick with pink hair, still double masks, and you know they have their own identity that they have to conform to. Conformists.
Yeah, but that's a very marginal part of the population, right?
Yeah, but because of places like Reddit, they have a big voice.
Wow. I mean, I'm not disagreeing. I think you're actually right.
How come Elon hasn't took over Reddit yet? That's what I need to know.
Oh, it'll happen. It'll happen. X is now, or Twitter got converted. Reddit, you're next.
Yeah.
So let's go down
then
that.
We take over
so
Blue Sky.
How does a person taking over a platform that just doesn't censor anyone make it better? Because isn't that what he, I mean? He didn't censor. So Elon didn't.
Yeah,
buy,
that was.
He didn't buy Twitter, change it to X, and now he censors the crazy people.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
He just don't censor anyone, right?
Yeah. So the crazy people have a voice.
But do they? Is there?
I mean, but they get that, overwhelmed.
Right. But is that a good thing that now we don't hear too much of craziness? Used to. I'm not on.
This is a very good point you're making, bro.
I'm not on any of the platforms, but used to, you would hear all the time about crazy, crazy, crazy.
Yeah.
Twitter. But that was because it was censoring the normal folk.
Yeah. Should a platform be only? I like. Should a platform serve to amplify the minority voice? Okay, but so that minority voice could be like super crazy leftist pink hair Ducci. You know,
did you say Ducci? Like Gucci?
Dude. No, I said like dude she.
Oh, dude.
You know, like she dude. Dude. You know, it's like
she he.
So like amplify that.
I heard Ducci.
Or Ducci. Amplify the American Indian cause.
I don't know what that is, but
no. Well, whatever it is, I don't know. I guess American Indians have some cause, but
why do they got to be American Indians? Aren't they just Indians?
No, that's a different one.
Those are American Native Americans.
Native
racist fuck.
No, but you get my sentiment. Is like, okay, should platforms amplify minority causes?
I don't think it should amplify anything. It should just be.
Just the commune, the social,
yes,
you know, square.
Yes, here's your, you can log on to here and say what you want to.
Yeah, I mean it's true,
and that's all we're doing.
And then
if somebody
wants to listen to Native American causes, then they can type that in.
You go search.
They can go to that group and pay attention to that.
Yeah.
And that doesn't—you don't get that kind of freedom on Reddit. I've been banned from so many threads, dude. Vegan—that's why we haven't had a vegan segment in a long time. What vegans say, because I got banned. They exposed me. They exposed me for the fraud I am.
Yeah, but that was just Reddit.
Good job.
Yeah, and then I recently got banned from the state of Idaho Reddit because I called a bunch of people that were posting pictures of trans and rainbows flags all over an elementary school. I mentioned they might be groomers. Banned from Idaho.
Wow.
Yeah. Banned from Idaho.
Wow.
Just for
I mean, if you had to accomplish something, you've definitely accomplished something. So you can pat yourself on the back and say, I've been shunned by the evil types. I'm just saying.
trophy. But I have so much fun with them.
Yeah, yeah, right?
Like little mice in a jar.
You're just going to have to...
You just shake the jar up every now and then and watch those mice all just get pissed off.
You're going to have to pick new evil types.
I know. Damn it.
To fuck with.
Okay, so in the same scope of the conversation, you know, there might be like threats of tariffs. We talked about this on the last one, I think.
Tariffs.
Yeah, tariffs.
Tariff is
the new terrorist word.
If you're in a foreign country.
Ooh.
But
tariffs.
I would say I don't understand this at all.
It's just, I don't either.
Podcast name.
Tariffs. No, are tariffs the new terrorist.
Are the new terrorist. I like
okay.
it.
Okay,
we'll look at it. We'll get our fourth guy over here.
I think it sucks, but.
Oh, that's right. We don't have fourth guy. It's just black.
We're working on that. We're working on a permanent fourth
man.
Ghost bro.
Always.
Ghost bro.
Always.
Anyways, there's been posturing back and forth, 25% tariffs, 25%, blah, 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 and then it never happens. So Canada, in a pursuit to heat off the threats, has really thrown down the gauntlet and might just have a leg up on the United States when it comes to negotiating free trade by threatening to block access to Pornhub.
Pornhub.
Do they?
It is apparently a Canadian
company,
a published website.
That website is still around.
Oh yeah, it's still around.
Okay, but it's run out of Canada.
It's obviously published and run out of Canada. And you know, it's a pretty popular website for all the closet people on here. They're like, I don't want to go to Pornhub. I don't know Pornhub. What's that? I've never been there. They sure do get a lot of viewers.
I couldn't if I tried.
Oh, yeah.
Can you still go to Pornhub?
Not in Texas, right?
Not
now.
In
you
Texas.
Can if you have to put in your ID and credentials, well, and then they can
you
track
just,
you.
Just, no, you just got to create a
VPN.
Account.
VPN.
You can use a VPN.
Yeah. Okay.
And spoof what state you're from.
Gotcha.
Right. Or you can just create an account.
Is that what you do? You have a VPN.
No, I don't have any Pornhub.
Is that a Christian website?
I thought when it came out, you had to create an account so they could track you, like you said.
Yeah.
Or do what you are saying and switch it.
Yeah. I don't know. But anyways, I think it's a valid strategy by Canada.
We're gonna take away your porn. Yeah. You don't do this or we will take away your porn.
I wonder I want to look up that stat, like what annual viewership is in Pornhub, because I know it's substantial.
It's staggering.
Annual.
No, that's anal, dude.
That's part of it.
Don't type anal and Pornhub. I'm just saying.
It's not going to be that good. It's not going to be good. Maybe I just want to hold it over here until we...
Okay.
Just in case something comes up. We don't want viewership to see.
Statista. This sounds like
a fairly upright and okay. legitimate...
Is that...
Wow.
What's up, Statista?
Okay, so...
So, United States... United States,
we
leading the way by far.
Why would you laugh and think that's outrageous? We're number one at everything.
Yeah, we are. We really are. Wow. Okay, so 3,172, and then that's converted into the million. So that's 3,172,000,000. Is that right?
I don't know if this is anything accurate. Indonesia second. I mean, come on.
There's a lot of perverted Asian people,
look at United Kingdom down there almost last. I don't even make sense.
We have a large population.
Yeah.
We have a large population. Okay, so that is in fact either... Okay, so that's 765 million. That is 3,172,000 million.
Visits per month.
This says...
Month of January 2024.
That is insane.
Okay.
So we are our country...
3 billion visits... In January 2024, in 1 month.
We are a country on the verge of collapse.
And that was before they cut Texas off.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
No.
When did they cut Texas off?
I thought it was like 23 or something like that. Has it been that long? I don't remember.
It's been a while.
It's been a while since they did all that.
Are y'all dry on your... No, you still got whiskey.
I've been waiting.
This stuff is... I'm going to have to blend this in. This stuff is hot.
Oh, man, you...
Like a chance coming a vagina in his old age. Wow.
You can put water in the whiskey.
I know we always say, like, okay, it's okay to put water in your whiskey.
No, but, I've never said that once.
Yeah, I kind of say once. I just try to make people feel all right.
Well, there's two things I'm excited about and ready to get to, okay? Because I brought back a new spirit from my travels abroad.
I hope it's not hot.
Let's get to it.
Not that hot.
Put water in it.
And then and Doc has some bread that actually rose.
It rose.
Yeah.
It has risen.
He didn't bring a pancake.
Just like Jesus.
So I see that bread. Here we go. Look at that bread.
Look at that loaf.
Look at that loaf.
Yeah. It's like.
That's a load of a loaf.
A loaf. You probably knock somebody out with that.
Probably could.
Heck yeah.
Ooh, that is substantial. Mm. Okay. So I have brought back.
Colorado.
From Vail, Colorado. Ooh, there we go.
Yeah,
Archetype gin. However, this is their smoked.
This is Arch.
Gin.
Archetype. So where's Archetype?
In Vail, Colorado, distilled there on the premises.
So I hear that it's like it's rich people. When I think of Vail, I think of rich people.
There's a lot of wealth there for sure. But it is a world destination. So not only is this a gin, this is their smoked gin, and it's smoked using alderwood. Comes in at 40% alcohol.
Alderwood. What's the significance of that?
It's what's readily available in a good smoking wood in the Rocky Mountains.
Okay.
Tastes like campfire.
Cheers.
Okay.
It's smoky.
Smoky.
Smoky. Smoky, smoky.
So, yeah, high on the smoke and salt.
Like reminds me of tequila.
Mm.
And I wouldn't... Okay. Honest question. If I'd given this to you and said, what type of spirit this is?
I just said it, tequila.
Yeah, I get tequila.
There's nothing
as
else
well.
Out there that's smoky like that.
So oh, not gin.
Scotch.
Not gin.
Not like this.
No, no, yeah.
No, that's way different.
This is really good, though.
I would have guessed tequila.
I probably would have never guessed gin if you would have just gave it to me like in here. Try this.
So it's
No, you would have never, ever guessed this. No. It does not have the floral notes and the
like
juniper
that.
and all the evergreen that gin has.
Yes.
This is, man, you could like sip on that with tacos or red meat. I mean, God, the possibilities are endless.
Oh. And we are accepting a sponsorship.
Yeah.
Just throw that out there. Yes.
I do really like this. Like they had a really cool bar in there, and they had a lot of infused vodkas or distilled vodkas with flavor.
Mm.
I guess we're about to see how well this goes down with bread.
Yep.
Oh yeah, I guess we
smoked
are.
Smoked gin with bread.
Bread.
Ooh, Annie brought the good balsamic.
Yeah.
That's the good right there. Put that
really
on there. Sponsorship.
Good.
Put it closer to the camera.
Yeah.
Closer to your lens.
Q. No way.
Hold it.
No, yeah.
Well, quick.
Q.
Jesus Christ.
No,
hold it still.
Oh, there it goes, bro. Yeah, that's a good right there.
Turn it to your left a little bit. Left.
Turn it to
rotate
the
it.
Left.
Yeah.
Turn it to the right.
Right there?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right there?
You got it.
Okay, so I bought this multiple times. This
are we
brand.
About to, are
it's
we
my
about
favorite
to,
balsamic.
Okay.
Are we about to eat on air again?
Yeah, people love that.
You
when
just
we
have
do
to
that.
Do it one at a time.
Well, just please take it away from the mic so it's just not a bunch of cows chewing their cud over here.
That is pretty decent balsamic.
No, it's good.
Yeah.
You did bash my balsamic when you were at my house last time.
Yeah,
was
sorry,
it,
bro.
Was it trash?
I have a problem with that.
Do you want
it
to,
was.
No, go ahead, bro. I'm working over here.
You don't want bread?
Yeah, I do, but that's me, dude. I'm letting my bros go first.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're welcome. Mm. Just tear me off a piece, bro. I'm working
Jesus.
Here.
Oh, my God, so good. Must say. If I must talk
me.
About
now
my
feed
own
me.
Bread.
Now feed me. Dip it.
Yeah, I'm definitely the type of dude that goes to other people's houses. I'm like, okay, this is shit olive oil.
Rummage through their fridge and like, what the fuck are
what
you doing?
What the fuck do you have in here?
This is shit.
Doc, your olive oil to balsamic and pepper is maybe off a wee bit.
That's okay. I threw it together. Here, you want some more balsamic?
It's a lot of olive oil in there.
Do we need more balsamic?
I could probably dip my beard in there and be all smooth.
Here we go.
Stick it in your mouth and then tell me.
Stick it in your mouth and chew it. All right. I've yet to try this shit. Sorry for the interruption.
Sorry about the smacking, but...
No, it's good. It's good. You don't even have to say it. I know it.
So tell us about this bread.
That's just sourdough.
Oh, okay.
It's the best balsamic in the world, though, right there. It's so good.
So I use a 70% ratio.
Okay.
So anybody who's in sourdough knows exactly what that means. So it's a weird thing. It's like the ratio is essential to sourdough, and it has to do with, okay, how much water to flour the baking ratio is. Mm-hmm. But anybody who doesn't make bread has no clue what that means.
Okay.
So basically, I have 500 grams of flour. So I measure it out on digital scale. Yeah. You know, I put the bowl on there, I tear it to zero, and I throw in 500 grams of flour. And then I throw in 350 grams of water.
Water, okay.
So 350 is 70% of 500. Mm. And so that's a 70% ratio. And then 100 grams of yeast, 10 grams of salt.
Mm. Oh, I'm sorry. Would you like some of this dip?
No, y'all go at it. I'm good.
Oh, we've been going at it. You want some more?
I mean, technically, I got another bowl right here, so I'll just make me up some more.
We're going to slaughter that bread tonight after the podcast.
Yeah. Okay.
That loaf's not leaving here.
Just in case you people wanted to know, that was pretty good.
Okay. So, point being, I'm into bread now, but everybody should be because it's not hard. Mm.
It's more like...
Well, no, yes. Oh, okay, it's not like the last loaf was hard, and you fuck up a loaf every now and then.
But you can still eat it.
Yeah, it's totally cool, right? You know, it's like... Or you throw it against the wall and make a big dent in the wall. Mm-hmm. It's cool. Throw it at your wife. I mean, perfectly fine if you fuck up a loaf.
Do you like get bread rage? Is that what's going on?
Nah, I'm over that now. That's... Yeah. So, initially, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like the first 10 loaves, and I probably fucked up like 3 or 4 of them, mm-hmm. and I'd get pissed. I'd be pissed for like a day. Mm. But now...
It's part of it. You really get that mad.
Yeah, I don't fuck up as many right now. I'll make 3 or 4 loaves in a week, mm-hmm. and then whenever I do, it's just like, okay, well, I don't know why that didn't work. Oh, well.
Try again.
Yeah, but you constantly have this start, which y'all know this because y'all learned from Brad Green, right? The chef, episode 50, by the way. Mm-hmm. But you just constantly keep a starter. You're constantly making bread. Mm-hmm. It's like that starter keeps going, and
yeah, it's and just then constant it just, deal. It's a living thing. It's a pet. Like it lives in your house as a pet, and you have to feed it, nurture it, love it, and it will feed you.
Our starter has a name.
What is its name?
Her.
Her name.
Yeah, her name's LaDasha.
Mm. Huh. How do you spell it?
L-A-A.
LaDasha.
LaDasha. Yeah.
Brilliant. Hey, you've got a new hobby golden.
Oh, yeah, golden.
Golden on. Going on. You've broke ground with, like, welding it. You've bought the cutest little welder I've ever seen in my life.
Have you named her?
Why's it always got to be chick? Why can't it be a dude welder? Yeah.
I don't know. It does not look like a dude welder. I'm just saying.
It is a feminine welder.
It is very small, cute, and petite.
I should have brought a picture of the damn thing. It's literally the size of my hand. 250-amp welder, the size of my
cute
hand.
Cute little welder. Yeah.
I just looked at one up there at the Bomb Guards, and it only went to 200-amp, and it was $1,000. I bought a 250-amp. Straight from China, the size of my hand, and paid $80 for it.
The difference being the one from Baumgars probably won't kill you or electrocute you.
Why would this
okay,
do that
valuable
either?
Point.
I don't know why, but there's the possibility of it happening is greater.
I think what it is American has been screwing us over with our welding process for this long, and now we know the rest of the story. We could have just been buying. I mean,
China to the rescue.
Let's just say we just go. Imagine, I bought an $80 that welds up everything that I've done so far, which is lawnmower blades.
I was going to say lawnmower blades,
which is what, eighth inch, quarter inch,
yeah,
something like that thick. It's welding it just fine.
Yeah.
Think what 250 bones could do in a China welding machine. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's the deal.
Bigger lawnmower blade.
Yeah, okay. The deal with welding
is the deal. What'd you say?
Yeah.
I heard it.
What's the deal with welding?
What's the deal with welding?
With the duty cycle. Okay, so I have a 325-amp welder. So we'll tone it down to 200 amps. We'll take yours to 200 amps.
See which one lasts longer?
And you just start welding. And okay. Whenever one quits, that means it's hit its doozy.
Doozy.
Hit the doozy cycle.
What do you mean doozy. Quits?
It just quits.
It like gets it, too hot.
It gets too hot. It has to shut itself off in an order to prevent a
catastrophic. So you're switching out rods. You're just keeping on welding. You're just burning them down. But eventually it stops.
It'll get too hot. Yeah.
What gets hot about it? What?
Well, it's burning metal, bro.
You're short-circuiting two circuits. So there's heat.
Okay.
Throughout the system.
Okay, so because you attach the resistance to the metal itself.
Yes.
So and then you're touching it with the current.
Current, yes.
Yeah. So
you can weld with a car battery.
Okay.
You can take a 12-volt car battery, hook one lead to one piece of metal. You can take a welding rod, stick it in the other lead, and you have completed the circuit.
It just won't last very long. Like the welding process.
Yes,
the battery.
It'll burn. It's going to burn up through its energy.
Okay.
Pretty quick.
So basically, a welder is a generator.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, but and then like Chance's $45 million welder he has. is made for.
You have to have a trailer to pull it.
You got
to
have a semi truck to pick the damn thing up.
Yeah. It's not that big. Yeah. Jesus. I'm picking it up with my little
tractor. It's a motor on a trailer.
It's huge. Yes.
It is also a backup, a home generator. Okay? Yeah. A backup. Yeah. So mine is
more for tinking around the house. Like
you can pick it up. Like, it's cute.
You can pick it up.
Carry it around. Like, if you want to, like, carry it around the house.
Don't diminish. You were just talking up your welder so much. Now you're diminishing it by, it's just tinkering around the house.
Yeah, it is. Sure.
That's what it's made for.
No, you're like, I've got a 250-amp welder. And I'll weld the goddamn lawnmower
together. I'm not saying it'll go 6 hours of welding.
I only paid $80
I mean, how do you know it won't?
How do you know it won't? We'll have to try it out.
We have to try it out.
Yeah.
I'm going to this summer.
Could you weld up a barn with it?
Maybe. I don't know.
Very slowly.
I don't know. I've not just sat there and burned them down.
Yeah.
I've went through three welding rods and it hasn't shut off yet.
Okay.
I don't know what that means, but.
I know that I've seen my family weld a barn and they're going through welding rods like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
They're
it goes through them quick. Yeah. It burns them quick. Yeah.
So the ultimate question is, where do you see yourself in a year with this welding hobby that.
He's going to make a barn.
Yeah. Shoot, I might turn my whole shed into nothing but a welding
shop. Like,
yeah.
Shop.
Welding worship.
Shop. Who knows?
Worship center.
Yeah. I mean, you got to do something. How much you pay for this welder?
$80, bro.
Dude, that sounds like a good buy to me. Yeah. I mean, I can't talk. I just bought like some microprocessor board thing.
Yeah, right?
A Raspberry Pi.
Yeah, but mine's actually useful. I got fence that I need to go tack.
Right, well,
mine can do calculations.
Yeah, he's making use out of his.
For...
Exactly.
Can we talk about what you were telling me? Like, it's going to be a virtual assistant for
it
you,
is.
Right?
It's going to be a home automation thing.
Will it project your virtual assistant such as what is the Blade Runner the sequel where they had the holographic projections of their virtual assistants?
Eventually.
You don't need that for that. They already have that out there.
What? Yeah. A projected virtual assistant?
Yeah.
I think you were talking about looking at it one time.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Like it will project it into your living room.
No, it projects on a screen.
Or a thing that. Have you seen those
they gotta have the
rotating
hologram thing
LEDs that create the hologram?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got to have it because they're putting Tupac on stage.
Yeah, but there's still a medium that projects against.
That dude's dead.
No. Or something like that. It's like on a stage.
Yes, it's on, but he's...
I mean, they're putting UFOs in the sky.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
No, those are real, bro.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
But that being said,
hey, speaking of UFOs and conspiracies, boy, there's a lot of videos coming out about the old Antarctica ice wall and the communities the size of New York that they're finding over there. I'm just saying.
What?
Stay tuned.
Okay, stay tuned for that.
Okay. Conspiracy crossroads.
I don't know if this is Trump or not, but I guess because, like I've said, I've seen a lot of videos here lately because used to. For some reason, it was against the law to fly over to Antarctica.
Wow.
Get that weirdness in your mind and say why.
Was it illegal or was it just not efficient?
I don't think it could.
Like, there's not a lot
it's
going
like
on.
You weren't allowed.
There's some weird stuff going on with Antarctica. Nobody owns it, bro.
Well, yeah. That's
okay.
That's fucking weird. I don't care who you are. Yeah. The people that we live in, the country
live
in.
This is airspace, so you can't fly over it.
Mm, it's weird.
It's like if it were U.S. airspace, and you could fly over it. Some people
this is
could.
What we do in the Whiskey Bros. We bring everything back to round yep. full circle.
Yep.
Why did Hitler want to go there so bad?
Well, logic would dictate. Like, there is a continent there. There is a landmass there.
Valid point.
And if the Earth has been through cooling and heating cycles, then it was perhaps once a very livable climate.
Well, there's freaking pyramids there.
I've seen. There's also pyramids in Alaska, too.
But we can fly over Alaska.
It's crazy.
And we can nah, bro.
You can fly over. It's just bro. Not Antarctica is gigantic, and there's no point A or point B.
Like, it's about as explored as the moon,
right?
Well, possibly less.
Yeah, that is wild.
Maybe less. Yeah.
You know,
it's a pretty hostile environment.
Yes,
but then they can land jets on it. That's what's freaking awesome.
Land,
yeah, they have
jet.
An airport.
Oh, land,
yeah.
Like and you land. You yeah, can like land your jet.
747.
Sure, they have a science community down there.
Yeah,
but they like, leave for like part of the year.
But of something the size of New York City. What?
That's what stay tuned.
Who's saying that?
They.
Who's they? Who's they?
I'm not
Don't
saying.
Don't tell me TikTok. Because
I want to come back to this podcast, and if I say too much, I might not, you know, I just might be gone.
Oh, you're that entrenched, huh? Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I'm just saying, it's on Earth, bro, and we know more about the Amazon goddamn jungle than we do that.
We still don't. Know all about the Amazon.
We That's don't, true. But we're a lot.
There was just another.
Answer me this. There was answer another, me this. Is there video floating around of the Amazon where dudes are flying radar or LIDAR above the Amazon?
That's true.
Have you seen any kind of video over the Antarctica?
I have not.
I sure haven't. I'm just saying it's weird. That's all I'm saying. It's just weird.
It's
just
weird.
Saying the Amazon is like in between. Populated.
Amazon is weird too.
Okay.
Amazon's weird.
It's weird, but you know there have been people, like elements of human civilization 100%. For thousands of years.
100%.
Yeah.
The distance between an inhabited point A and an inhabited point B, if you're trying to fly across Antarctica, is gigantic.
Doesn't matter that. I'm just saying.
Oh,
you tell me.
Theoretically,
we have people that's been going on and digging a hole in Oak Island. Spending billions of billions of dollars.
They had a lot of money, those
all
dudes.
Over the, yeah, but this is all over the world. All over the world. People do this all the time. No, nothing's going on over there. I'm telling you, for the longest, I don't think you could fly over it. Certain parts.
I'm inclined to believe, but I'm also inclined to disbelieve. So, did those guys from Oak Island ever find anything?
Boy, no, they kept streaming along for like four seasons.
I want to say somebody's
like a season 9.
I know. Yeah, and I just seen something where they supposedly found something, but it was more the there's a button.
Yeah, there's a copper coin from the British ship.
Riddle me this. Did they spend more money or make more money?
Oh, man. I mean, they brought all kinds
Had to make more money.
I asked the same thing about the Sister Wives.
I don't know what that is.
Sister Wives.
What is that?
Yeah. So it's
is that a show?
It's a show that the women watch. And
somehow you know about
it's like Mormon family, and so there's like four wives. And so they made a show about
that's
them.
That's easy to say. They probably made more money.
Yeah, they're on episode 19. Yeah. They're all getting divorced. Yes. It's like...
Yeah.
But
those dudes, have you rented a goddamn machinery that they're getting hold of?
That's a valid point.
Like, they're moving some earth and moving stuff. Like, it's got to cost them.
But you know they're making loads of cash, too.
Oh, yeah.
Just off the show.
Off the show.
So that's the thing. Like, I found more, like... identifying that with the like my fanfare of that show because it was like a bunch of dudes as kids in a sandbox.
Mm. Okay.
I would love to have an island with my bros and be like,
dudes with too much money.
I bought an island. You want to get a bunch of heavy machinery and just go fucking start playing around and digging it up? And everybody here is going to go, hell yeah, that sounds like a good time. And then I'm gonna be like, oh, we're going to call the History Channel and tell them we found art. Yeah.
But this is what's crazy about that show. So they're like, I'm almost 100% sure this is where the treasure cave is. Right here. Right here.
Yep.
And then they dig a hole like 20 foot deep and call it, oh, well, we can't go no deeper than this.
No. Like, apparently it wasn't there.
Let me throw this out there. Why don't they just get like the people that's digging the holes for the cell phone metal
Yeah, or oil-filled people.
And say, hey, dig here.
It's like those oil-filled people are freaking good at drilling holes.
Oh, yeah, they're precise, and they can drill them wherever you want.
Yeah. Well, then I mean, they got a bunch of that. I'm just talking about when they finally got to the point, and a lot of that was where they drilled holes to check, and they pull it up, and they test, and they're like, oh, there's wood down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then they dig a hole that's like 60 foot deep, and they're like, oh, no. And which I know what it is. It's to show dragging you on. It's but they never, like, if it was me and I had rights to the island and I had $1 billion like these two dudes, I'm digging a hole.
Yeah, a hole.
Inverting.
I'm talking about a hole, and they haven't done that. They're just like, eh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can go.
And then you put an elevator that goes down the hole.
But that doesn't make money.
Well, you can.
That's not a show.
You can go to Chico and they've dug holes the size of Oak Island.
Yeah. Why wouldn't they get the rock crusher guys out there and say, hey, dig some holes.
Hey, bro, we can find you some treasure. No problem. Because
nobody wants to see that. That's like a one season show.
And everybody who watches it for this long knows that.
Mm-hmm. They got to.
Yeah.
It's like they're not hanging on for anything.
Yes.
The same people that watch wrestling. Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
like, you know, okay. It's bullshit.
Yes,
but it's still.
But you're still entertained.
Still real to me,
still.
Damn it.
Yeah, you're still entertained.
But, like, who's watching Oak Island?
No.
I'm not done. Oh, who's watching Oak Island and still going? They're going to find something.
Yeah, 22-year-old dudes.
They're going to find it.
Yeah, 22-year-old dudes.
You think there's people out there?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
They're suckered in.
Like, I'm not going to lie. The first three seasons, maybe, I was like, oh.
Okay, I'm going to say this. People who still watch the History Channel.
Yeah, that means good stuff. Well, I don't know. I don't have.
I'm not saying it's aliens, but aliens.
Yeah. But like the war stuff is cool.
See, yeah. So the History Channel.
The Finding Hitler thing.
History Channel used to be cool, but at some point it transitioned.
Into wackadoodle entertainment.
Ooh. Yeah. It just lost. Yeah. Somehow
it went woke. Maybe is that what the problem is?
It's sensationalized.
It was about 2006.
I don't know. We might have to look this up. Is it when Arlie Ermey? What's his name? Arlie Ermey. Yeah. Is that when he died?
I don't know.
Oh, because he had the show Mail Call. And,
Hey, look it up. Look it up.
What do you want me to look up? What exactly?
When he died.
Oh, what year he died?
Oh, yeah. I think it was like 2016.
Yeah, I don't think it has anything. But he was like the manliest dude on that show.
Dude, that guy was awesome.
That dude. Oh.
2018, 74.
Rest in peace.
History Channel got stupid before then.
Yeah, it's been totally sensationalized for a long time.
And about that time, the Learning Channel came along. You remember that one.
Learning Channel's been around
TLC.
Forever.
Not forever. It was a feature of cable. It was a feature of DirecTV.
And it was like, it had all the pregnant moms on it. Like,
yes. Yeah.
Something Kate and eight with her eight kids. And
Kate and eight.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, she had eight kids.
Mm. I feel like MTV got cool, and then it transitioned as the people grew up out of the MTV age. They transitioned to TLC, History Channel, kind of, and then it got stupid.
Well, that's because MTV just quit playing music.
And yeah, they started doing the real world.
Real world.
Some pretty freaking good.
Real world.
It brought in reality shows.
I hated those shows, man.
Real world?
Pretentious.
I know, but that was the root of reality TV.
It really was. Yeah, that and Survivor, I think, kind of led the way.
Nah, the worst one was Jersey Shore.
Oh, that was an MTV show,
that was like later MTV.
Yeah, yeah. But it was the real world and Road Rules were the two catalyst reality shows.
The best one, Fear Factor.
That was great. It was great for several seasons.
A young Joe Rogan.
Yep. Yeah.
No young Joe Rogan.
Had to eat like scorpions and.
Nah, scorpions, it's the weird stuff like
gorilla eyeballs.
Oh. I did eat an eyeball.
I've ate a pig eyeball before, yeah.
Yeah. When did you eat a pig eyeball?
At the first Cora's first Super Bowl, the day that y'all came over.
You just making that up because I ate an eyeball?
No, because Jesslyn ate everything on the pig except the eyeball because Hafid's mom was like, oh, you got to try this. And Jesslyn stopped at the eyeball, so I ate it.
Have you eaten an eyeball?
I've never eaten
an
eyeball.
And me and Doc said, no, we've ate an eyeball. We've ate a redfish eyeball.
Well, we have eaten a redfish eyeball.
Was it the eyeball?
No,
or
it was actually head meat.
It was the under the eyeball. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Close to an eyeball.
What did eyeball taste like?
It was
nothing.
Yeah, there's not a lot of flavor. Gummy,
flavorless jelly.
Thankfully, whenever I was trying to extract it from the animal, it already popped.
So you didn't get that tactical sensation in your mouth. What
the boba pop. If that had happened in my mouth, I think I would have lost my shit because I was already hell bent on the eye is the window to the creature's soul, and shortly thereafter I was eating an eyeball, but I don't know, man, if it popped like that. Yeah. All right.
Yes.
Moving on. So we've had one doctor at the table for the history of the show.
Yes.
But did you know we now have another doctor at the table?
Do we?
Yep.
No.
That was that
I don't know what doctor.
Funny, quirky comedy. <don't. laughs> I'm not supposed to read that.
No, you're not supposed to read that. First mistake. Off to a bad start on this segment.
Yeah, I like it.
So, in the world, there exists mental health therapists, right?
Yes.
And you come
yeah,
and
they
you
exist in the world.
Whine and you bitch and you complain.
Here we
I mean,
go.
And they tell you everything will be okay.
They don't try to solve your problems for you. Any good therapist will not.
And you bring your emotional unicorn with you.
Yeah. Stuffed animal, your favorite pet. I don't know.
They just help you cope with your own
gayness.
Beast.
So we have decided that our own Savage Bro is now Dr. Savage Bro.
Yes.
And he is the antithesis of.
I've always thought of him as such.
We've kind of skirted around this, like he is just the blunt
just never
antithesis
said it.
To the real
no,
mental
no
health like
BS shit. Just you want straight man
just tell you what you need to hear.
This new segment will be questions for Dr. Savage. So starting off,
I need a drink before we ask these questions. Please, I'll take some of this
tequila
from Colorado. My hands are oily from the oil, and I can't freaking...
Do you need help popping your top?
Yes, my hands are oily.
Let me assist you with that.
That was good.
Are we playing this music the whole time?
Yep.
Okay, I like it.
Okay.
It was our vegan says segment, but since I got banned.
All right, boys, get on the couch.
All right, so...
Tell me your worries and fears.
Should we guess what he's going to say before he says it, or just
we let the doctor do his
work. Funny because I don't even know what I'm going to say.
Okay, I guess what you're going to say.
So
what
are these are real questions that have been proposed to a real mental health therapist. Okay,
right.
We're going to do two tonight. All right, and then we're going to have Dr. Savage's response.
All right.
Okay. So the first question
is: he's not been giving these questions beforehand to think about.
Not at all.
Okay. I like
these questions are new.
Yes. Okay. So the first question is, how can I be loyal and stop sleeping around?
Quit being a whore.
Okay. Is that all?
Maybe find Jesus.
Okay.
How can I be loyal and stop?
That's exactly what I thought he would said.
Yeah.
Yeah. But how do I stop being a whore?
Find Jesus.
How do I find Jesus?
Go to church.
How do I find a church? What if they don't like me there? What if Jesus doesn't like me?
Jesus likes everyone.
But maybe me? I don't know.
No, everyone.
I've never talked to him. Have you talked to him?
All the time.
Hmm. What does he say about me? Does he say anything about me? I don't know.
I don't talk to him about
Jesus
you.
Gives me anxiety.
Quit being a fag. Anxiety is fake. Fake news.
Okay.
I love you, bro.
Just spitting off the top
hey,
of the dome
I love
here.
This.
I don't know.
Okay.
I love that.
I think my problems have been solved.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so what was the answer to your...
Find Jesus.
Just stop.
It's just switch.
Just
find
stop.
Jesus and stop.
Okay. Let's just switch to Interstellar music. This is hilarious.
Hey, I love it. Leave it. This is great. This is great. Okay.
Yeah. So, right. But I like being a whore.
Don't stop.
But I want to be good to my spouse.
Well, you can't have both. You either a whore or you're good to your spouse.
So you're saying I should kill myself.
Or be a whore to your spouse.
Ooh.
Only with your spouse.
Oh.
Okay. Dr. Savage has...
I'm getting some real Dr. Phil vibes.
Yeah, there. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, be a whore to your spouse.
Yeah.
Question answered. Problem solved.
Podcast name.
Oh, be a whore to your spouse.
Be a whore to your spouse.
I love it.
I like that one. That's
that
the
one's
winner.
Winner.
For me.
I'm just
right
telling
there.
You guys, it's never safe asking me questions where I just got to spit them off.
Okay, no, that's
and
good.
And I'm sorry for people to listen to this ahead of time.
Okay, so
don't apologize.
The next submitted.
Why do you feel sorry?
Because who knows what's going to come out.
How do you really feel about that?
All right, let's go.
The next submitted question is. All right. My boss doesn't understand that I have time dysphoria, and he is a big asshole. He's always on my case because I'm only late at least once a week. What's the big deal, and how do I deal with him?
First, whatever that...
Time dysphoria.
Fake news. Gay. Shut up. There's no such thing.
I don't know what time it is. I don't know what time I'm supposed to be to work. How am
you
I
do.
Supposed to
you
get
signed,
to work when...
You signed a contract. When you got the job.
But I don't like being there at 8 a.m.
Then you shouldn't have signed the contract.
But he's such an
but
asshole.
I want money.
I didn't know before I signed up that he was an asshole.
Doesn't matter.
But I want money.
You didn't sign up to go to work at a certain time because the dude was an ass. You signed up to go to work at this time.
But I struggle with time.
I don't care. That's not my problem.
Quit
being a bitch.
But how do I deal with my boss?
Find another job. You don't have to deal with your boss.
That gives me anxiety.
It was your choice. They didn't make you come fill out the application.
But I need money.
Find another job that don't care about time.
This can't be right.
You can work from home. Amazon.
I don't have a home.
Then you shouldn't have a job.
I can't even. But I got to have a job to have a home. So if I don't have a home and I don't have a job, what am I supposed to do with my life since I'm time dysphoric?
How are you paying for this session if you don't have that?
I have an Obama card.
My mom's paying for it.
Yeah.
I'll take your mom's cash any day.
Oh. She was just told to be a whore to my dad, not the other
that's
way
right, that's right. I didn't say I'd take her ass. I said her cash. Bags. Ash. Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to have to think about
both,
those responses.
Both
for
people that
a
were on my
time.
Couch, I'm just saying, was bitches. Not in the female sense, but as the quit being a bitch and man up and go to work. Quit
go
sleeping
work.
Around.
But I'm not a man.
Okay. Be a upright citizen and quit bitching so much.
See, you would make no. You would not be a successful therapist.
No, I wouldn't make money.
No.
Yeah, but I'm not in it for the money. I mean, just to hurt your feelings.
Okay. Well, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Hard truths.
Hard truths.
Hard
from
truths
Savage.
From Dr. Savage.
That's right.
I think we cured those people.
I think they're healed. healed.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Healed. You have been healed. Have y'all watched The Righteous Gemstones on HBO?
I watched a little bit when it first came out.
Okay.
And then I lost interest in it. And I've seen clips here and there, but no.
What's the premise of this
I don't watch TV
show.
Anymore. If I'm on a TV, I'm running a tank, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get sponsorship from that. Tell us about this game that you've been on, because you won't shut the fuck up about
I'm
it.
I'm telling you, it's got me hooked by the balls.
What is it?
All right. So what have you guys been doing?
What is the game?
What's the game?
It's called Hell Let Loose. It's like a year old, and I downloaded it when it first came out, and it kind of sucked. Because it's one of those, I'm pretty sure it came from PC world, and then
okay.
they put it over into the console world, so it kind of sucked.
So what does that mean? It just sucked.
Well, it's like the frame rate wasn't right.
Okay.
Had its growing pains.
Had its growing pains, yeah. Pains,
okay.
Yeah. But now, dude, I mean, they still have, every once in a while, you'll just get booted out of the server or something because it's lagging or something, or freeze. But, I mean, it's normal.
Video Does it feel shit. Like Call of Duty?
I like it way better than Call of Duty.
Why is that?
There's more in-depth into it.
Strategy. Call of Duty, you just run and gun.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And you totally can with this, but you're literally going to just go
you're
from
gonna die.
Point A to somewhere in between point B, die, and do it over again, and do it over again, and do it over again.
So you should state, like, these aren't your small Call of Duty maps. Like, these are open world expansive
huge,
maps.
Huge.
Edge.
They are massive.
So what's the longest amount of time you've gone without killing somebody.
This is a video gamer speaking of, for reference.
Oh, yeah. My bad. I was really thinking. In the video game world, that game probably, I don't know, 5 minutes is the longest, if that.
Okay.
Okay.
Because like
there's always somebody to kill.
Usually, yeah. And that's the thing with it. Because, I mean, you get spawn points, garrisons, if what they call them, and then you have your three main at the very, very back of the map.
Yeah.
And if you have to start way back there, which I do a lot of tank command. So it's you can only get tanks at your very back spawn, so it does kind of suck when you're three quarters of the way up the map and then you get blown up and you got to go all the way back and then you're just driving the tank.
And then that sucks.
Forever until you get back up into the action, but it's so fun, dude.
So yep. Fun.
So that's why, have you learned anything?
I learned a lot in that game.
How to kill
okay.
people.
Okay, how to kill people.
Yeah, how to be...
How to not get killed.
Yeah. How to drive a tank.
Does that translate to any life lesson?
There's no planes.
Damn.
Nope. Tank is the only... Noel. Tank, half tracks, jeeps, personnel trucks, supply trucks.
Okay.
That's
so,
the only...
So why did you want a welder?
Because I've never owned one.
Okay.
And now that I bought the... house that we live in, we have a pipe fence completely around our house, and it's older, and there's ever so, I mean, anything with metal, you have a little break here and a little bend here, and so I was like, well, shit, and I was watching this thing on TikTok for like 6 months.
I know the feeling.
Yeah, and these dudes were like, this is how I do on TikTok. So like when something comes on TikTok or any social media or anything online, I just sit back and watch, because sometimes they'll be like, this is the greatest thing in the since bread.
And then 1 month later.
And it's trash.
Yeah,
so
they
I
stopped
wait.
Talking about.
Yeah.
They're on to the next greatest.
So
thing.
I wait and I wait and I wait. I kept watching these things, kept watching the things. And I was like, dang, they're just keep getting the people
I'm talking about this Chinese welder.
Then I started following this one dude that he was all about this Chinese welder. I say Chinese, I don't know. I'm guessing it could be from Vietnamese. One of the Manese.
Yeah, we can't name it that. That's already taken.
Yep.
Yeah, we've already used that. It's a good, great podcast name though. But he went through like. And that's another world we can go down is welding rods. Holy crap, who knew that there was 8,000 different type of rods?
Yeah, you kind of... It's a whole different world.
It is. It's weird. I went up to... Yeah. I was just going to buy them because I'm like... I'm using this piece of crap little Chinese welder thing, right? And it's freaking working great for what I'm needed to. But I'm just burning through because I've never done stick welding.
They didn't shun you when you asked that.
What? Who are you talking about?
The people selling... welding rods.
So this was just up at Bomb Guard, so I didn't ask nobody, hey, come help me with some rods.
Debbie checked you out.
I was just back there buying me the cheapest welding helmet.
It was
I
either
could
Debbie
find.
Or Sheena.
Yes. Yeah. I think it might have been Sheena.
Okay.
But I went back there and I was like, holy crap, I was going to buy some rods because I'm just burning through them. Because one, I've never stick welded in my life. I've always wire feed welder.
Which
what's that
takes
called?
More skill, in my opinion.
TIG, MIG,
JIG. MIG is
MIG.
Wire.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've only done wire. No, that's way easier. In my opinion.
So, I think my root of this questioning was trying to figure out, if you got this awesome game that's so fun, why would you want a welder?
Well, it's not like I'm stuck in that.
Every man should have a welder.
Agreed. But, I mean, I don't. It's not like I just do nothing but game. I mean, if you ask my wife and kids, maybe they'll say that. But I do go out.
He does
out.
Go to the Chief, too.
Okay.
Yeah, I go to the Chief, which I'll be there Monday night.
Smoke
poker
and
night.
Drinking game.
Everybody. Monday
playing
nights,
poker.
Poker night. Yeah. Come get some. But, yeah. No. And I have a fence that needs to get repaired.
Okay.
That I'm going to make my kids paint during the summer break.
Dude.
The neighbor sucks
See,
at repairing
I say
fence.
That. What's going to happen is I'm going to get them out there. They're going to paint about 20 feet of it, and then I'm going to get so pissed off that they're jacking around and not doing it right. I'm just going to tell them to go in the house.
Y'all go in the house.
And I'll finish it. That's probably what's going to happen.
Dude, there's nothing more agonizing than painting pipe fence. Put on that stupid mitt. And
mitt.
Yeah.
Have you ever painted pipe fence?
Nope. I'm pretty sure I have.
He's made Mexican cooks his food, dude. You asked me if they've ever painted fence before?
I drive in Tulsa.
Yeah. Freaking
I'm a Nazi.
Nazis don't paint pipe fences.
We did not paint the fences.
Should that be the podcast name?
Nazis don't paint fences.
Don't paint pipe fences. We got a few Nazis, to choose from.
Yeah, Nazis don't paint fences.
I think let's just call it a night right there. Yeah.
It will not be 2 weeks before we come back on?
No.
I think.
And we have,
do we have a guest?
We have guests again. We have people asking to be on the fucking show, and we've got to get them scheduled.
We're just... Yeah,
we're assholes.
We just suck at this.
Yeah. It's like we have other things.
Oh, we've got a very special guest next Sunday. Freaking don't miss it. Very special guest. Don't mess it. I just remembered who it was.
You got to look in the camera when you do that.
I did. Oh, I'm looking at the screen. I'm sorry. I look at my screen. There's a screen down here that I have to watch because I'm the only one here working. Don't miss next Sunday.
Who's it going to be?
I'm not saying because they could back out. We've done this too many times where we're like, these people are coming on, and then they're like, I'm sorry.
I can't make it. Okay. Yes. Well, with that, don't miss next Sunday.
Yeah, don't miss next Sunday.
It'll be good.
What do you got, Doc? Say something special.
I don't have anything special.
That was gay.
Good night. Night.
Love you. I mean, adios.
Oh, my God.
Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Peaches come from a can. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. I took a little nap with a roots all twist. Squished a rotten peach in my fist and dreamed about you, a woman. Let's go.